Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
Oh, this is Vincent Cloud.
I'm John Nemitz.
And I'm David Lauer.
And before we do our topics of love, hate, and indifference, let's talk about old topics in a segment we call the Deja Fuse. Go ahead, John.
Remember when I was trying to get us to call them Fuelo-ups? All right. So quite a while back, I had a topic about how I was indifferent to generic positivity platitudes. You know, like you drive by a billboard that says like, you got this or something. And I just, you know, that does nothing for me. However, what is like, has been like surprisingly like a nice pick me up for me is my work in our chat app. We have a channel called Fist Bump, and all people doing it all day is they say like at Vince Cloud and then like the fist bump emoji, and that's it. And like people just kind of go back and forth, and there's chains and all this stuff. But like, it feels kind of good when your name gets called and somebody like gives you a fist bump, even though like I would never fist bump people in real life, but like just like being called out, like, hey, I'm thinking of you, here's a little message for you. Like, it's kind of nice. So I never thought that would be something that's actually like meaningful to me, but it surprisingly is.
So what we need to do is put technology into windshields. So when you're looking through them, you look at a billboard that says, John, you've got this.
Yes, exactly.
Or whoever's driving. Yeah.
That would
wow.
Do it. Yep.
Yeah, until you get hacked and they're like, John, she knows. You're like, what?
Oh, God.
I think it would be great if you're just driving along in your car and then like somehow if you let someone else in front of you, then all of a sudden you can send them like a thumbs up, like, or they send you a thumbs up, like a good job. It's like the thank you wave. Like, thanks, man.
Oh man, I want that so bad actually. Like an LED display I would have in like the back of my rear window, and I'd have like a bunch of preset phrases. Like, I would probably be using like, oops, sorry, a lot. like, oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, but also just like, use your blinker next time, or, you know, like stuff like that, where you could have more meaningful phrases than just laying on the horn would be amazing.
Yeah, I worded, hey, you're supposed to be using your signal.
Yeah.
I wanted to say bitch, but yeah, like I waited for her to drive by me. Then right when she gets close, her signal comes on, and I looked at her. I'm like, that is why you're, you know, like I tried to word it as clearly as possible because I don't know what else to maybe go like this, like a little, but then it looks like I'm saying you're kind of okay, but up, you have your ups and downs. I don't know. Or isn't that being used by like white power shit where they're like, oh, this is, doesn't that mean something now to them?
Yeah, somehow it means KKK. I can't remember how though.
Three fingers, three Ks, I don't know.
That's one of those things where I'm like convinced it's just like the CIA trying to brainwash people or something. Where I'm like, I don't know, this is so weird. I don't buy it.
Wait, you don't buy that the KKK are using that, or you don't buy that the KKK exists? No. Wait, what aren't you buying necessarily?
I'm saying that some people like have done the okay sign because it means okay.
But oh yeah, for sure.
They'll find pictures of it and just be like, "See, this person is, you know, they're racist and they're part of the KKK because they use this hand symbol." And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of a stretch. Like, can we just like look at their actions and see, like, if it seems like they do good stuff or bad stuff, and not just like some random picture from 7 years ago?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think every time the okay symbol is used, it's a KKK thing. I would agree with that.
But it's also like that's been around forever. You can't, the fact that they want to change that and turn that into something of their own, it's like, yeah, it's going to get messy. Or it's like, I'm A-okay with not being racist. They're like, oh, Vince, see what he did?
That, yeah, that's a problem, is like known symbols that are used, like any type of symbol, it'll get adopted by some like weird group or like hate group, and then they'll use it, and then all the other people who had it before, and they're like, no, I had this painting on my wall for a long time before that was around.
No, that poor Pepe the Frog or whatever, like, got completely co-opted.
Oh yeah.
And give us back the damn rainbow flag, terrorists. I'm kidding, of course. Holy shit, guys, we got to get back on the road. Whereas we were talking about symbols and stuff. What exactly was the topic? Holy shit.
I like getting attaboys,
Yeah.
like thumb fist bump. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
and if anything, the okay symbol is more related than some of the road stuff we were talking about.
All right. Should we start the show?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh man, I don't even know what topic I'm going to talk about.
No, there was an order to this.
Let me talk about something that I love. I love national parks. I'm from America, so I generally prefer American national parks. Because Canada has some too, but maybe they'll be part of America soon. Who knows? I love national parks. I think I've just been to like three of them. I've been to Zion National Park, Yellowstone National Park, and Glacier National Park. And I guess I've been to like Arches in Utah, but I kind of just was like drove through it like an afternoon, so I didn't really stop and see a whole lot. But when I don't know, like 12 years ago, when I was in my mid-20s, I worked at Yellowstone National Park for like 3 months over the summer, and I had a pretty sweet job. We just kind of drove around and picked up dirty linen from all the cabins that like people stay in when they stay in Yellowstone. And like I worked at like the canyon location where it's like the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, and I had a sweet job, and I just worked, like 7 to 3:30, and then you got the, I worked I think Sunday through Thursday or something. It was 5 days a week, or Sunday through, yeah, Thursday, something like that. And then you get and you can take time off sometimes, and if you can get coverage for your shifts. But it was great, like, because you basically live out there for like 3 months. You get to stay in a dorm room. You get to meet all these other people who work there in the park, and all the people who work there are just from different states. And some people are from different countries too. So you got people from like Poland or Romania or Thailand, and just people from all across the world will apply and work there. So you get to meet people from other cultures, or just meet people from other states, and everybody's name tag like had the state or country they were from, which was really cool. Because when I worked there, it was like you kind of like start to get stereotypical about different states. You're like, yeah, people from Georgia are kind of weird. I don't like them. And then you're like, man, people from Michigan and Pennsylvania are really cool. I like those people. And then I don't know. And then you're like, oh, where are you from? And you're like, oh, you're from Washington. I'm like, I didn't expect you to be from Washington. I would have thought you were just from Iowa. I don't know. But like working out there was really cool. I just love the nature and like the camping aspect of national parks. Like I've like tent camping, like out in the wilderness. It's just awesome. The whole point of a national park is to like just leave everything the way you found it. Don't fuck anything up. Like let the animals do their thing. Don't interfere with the animals in any way. And we just want to look at nature in the purest form. Like if we were to time travel back, 300 years, this is, what it would look like, And there's still, obviously, we've paved roads and put up buildings and stuff. But if you hike out on the trails and you're out there in the wilderness, like, it's so cool and it's just amazing, like the beautiful country that all these parks are in. Like, the animals are great. Like, I love Yellowstone because the animals, there's tons of bison and there's bears and wolves and lots of cool stuff like that. And there's like geographic features like geysers that are awesome there. Old Faithful, which I will subscribe to any conspiracy theory about Old Faithful possibly being rigged and they just have like a water line hooked under there and they turn it
There's got a guy
on.
with like a knob and a stopwatch.
Yeah, it's so consistent. I just don't buy it. It has, I don't know. Like, because every other geyser in the park will like go dormant for like a couple years and then like turn back on, or it'll have like a massive explosion. But then like Old Faithful is just, it's called Old Faithful. It's always super consistent. And I don't buy it. But I don't know. So like as employees, we always talk about like the different conspiracy theories about Old Faithful, and you're like, there's got to be the secret bunker somewhere where all the water pipes are, and there's a guy, there's the Oz behind the curtain,
Is that
basically,
what the
like,
hatch in Lost was all about?
yeah, exactly. He's got to push the button every 108 minutes. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. And I love like in like Zion National Park, which is in like southern Utah near like the border of Arizona. It was so amazing. It's a lot smaller of a park, but like Angel's Landing is like one of the most iconic hikes you can go on. It's like super creepy and scary looking, like you could easily fall and die, which like adds to like the thrill of it. And like we were doing Angel's Landing, and then like clouds came over and it started to rain, and then the rocks are getting slick, and you're like, oh my God, like somebody could slip and fall. It was really creepy and scary at times, but it's so rewarding. Like the rewarding feeling of like hiking like 4 miles up a mountainside and then getting to the top. There's no other feeling like it. Yeah, and like, and there's so many other national parks I've never been to that I want to go to, like Grand Canyon. I'd love to go there. Yosemite would be amazing. Everything at Colorado. I have not explored Colorado ever, and I would love to explore a lot of that. Yeah. So, what do you guys think?
I've never gone to one, so go ahead, John, take it away.
Yeah, I was looking at the list, and I guess I've been to 10 of them. Looking back,
Nice.
I most of them were with my family. Like, we growing up, we did all these kind of road trips with some other families. So, my parents had a bunch of their friends who had kids and stuff, and they'd get in their vehicles and have like pull behind like pop-up campers or that kind of stuff. And we'd go to like Yellowstone or go out east to South Carolina and like went up to Maine one time, like all these different places, but you kind of stop and see the sights along the way. So like Yellowstone was one I saw that way. What is it, the Great Smoky Mountains? Is that in the Appalachians, or is that separate from whatever? But it's that part of the country. Other times went through like Redwood Forest in California. That was really cool with the giant sequoia trees and stuff. Of course, the Badlands in South Dakota. The classic Midwest trip is to go west and you go to the Corn Palace and the Badlands and Mount Rushmore. Not the ranking system, but the monument. One I was really surprised was a national park is the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, because that's like in a city and it's like not like an open land space, like I would expect out of a national park, but apparently that somehow falls under their jurisdiction, which I thought was funny.
Where?
St. Louis, the arch, like the
Yeah.
that like the structure, like the man-made, like arch that you can go up in and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
Wow, that's
strange.
weird.
That's I feel like they must have somehow had a handshake deal with a congressman to hey, make us a national park. That way we'll get funding for this and we won't have to pay our employees. They're like, okay, I'll give you a couple cases of Budweiser.
Wow, that is odd. All right, well then, since I've never been to any of these, what's a good beginner's national park? What would you say?
I don't know about beginners. Like, beginner would probably be whatever is the closest one, and just go there. But I don't know, like Yellowstone just really strikes me as being one of the national parkiest national parks.
Okay. All right. Is that the closest though? What's the closest
No,
to?
definitely not the closest. Yeah, are there any in Wisconsin? There might not be,
I mean, we
actually.
got some arches here, man.
I think there's a national forest, possibly.
But yeah, national
Or maybe
parks.
it's a state forest, I forget.
Might be the Badlands, actually, in South Dakota might be the closest one.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Oh, Voyageurs. I've been there. 11. I didn't realize this was a national park. Up in northern Minnesota, adjacent to the Boundary Waters, there's a national park called Voyageurs.
Cool.
But yeah, I highly recommend Yellowstone. And that's you'll be in your tent or in your camper or whatever, and there might just be an American bison hanging outside of your camp there, and you're kind of like, I should probably stay inside because I don't want this thing to charge me.
Oh, really?
From when Oh man, I was like, I must have been like 6 or 7. So my sister was 9 or 10 when we were in Yellowstone, and she was like walking and not paying attention, and she like slipped and fell in like a giant pile of buffalo shit. And so there's like photos of like just her like entire side of her body like covered in the buffalo shit, and like everyone from we were on this trip with like 5 different families. And my parents had their 40th anniversary a few years ago, and they had what's a memory you remember from hanging out with the family? And like half of them were about my sister falling in the
Oh my gosh. Oh, Old Faithful. You've seen it, John. Real or fake?
Oh, no, there's no way that's real.
Thank you. All right. Glad
I
you're on
mean,
my side.
nothing could be that clockwork. Like it's impossible.
right.
It's so amazing. Like Old Faithful is like the largest location in Yellowstone of like where people are staying, and it's this huge attraction. And then you see it and you're like, oh, that's it? You're like, oh, I just was on a plane for 8 hours and then I drove another 5 hours and this is what we came. Oh my God. And then it's like when you go to Yellowstone, don't go for Old Faithful. Go there for camping out in the wilderness and going on hikes. You want to go on hikes on different trails, and you want to bring your picnic lunch with you, and you want to. There's tons of people in Yellowstone. There's tons of tourists, but you have to find a way to get away from those tourists because you don't want to just be one of the people who are just stuck in the traffic on the roads. You got to find a place to park and just get out there and explore.
Maybe hit Old Faithful last, so that way you're not all groggy and sure. Like, is that
Yeah.
it?
I got a shout out Grand Canyon. Don't just go there and look at it from the top because you will be underwhelmed. Make sure you schedule time to go hiking, and if you I haven't actually camped there, but people say that's really cool. You like hike down, camp at the bottom, and then hike back up or whatever. I've only done like a day trip there where we went down for a while and then walked back up. But you just, that's the only way to really understand the scale of it is to like experience it that way, I would say.
Segway challenge or got something else? Eh? No, nothing like clockwork, segue.
Let's
That's
park this topic.
okay. Go ahead, John.
All right. I have a hate, and my hate is when people are like trying to be like formal and like sound smart or whatever, but then they like say things wrong as a result. And I want to say, like, first off, like, I do not hate on anybody for just getting things wrong. Like, it's okay to get things wrong. Like, not everybody knows everything. I get things wrong all the time. What I'm talking about specifically is where you're trying to be like formal and you're like trying to like really like put the extra effort into like making it sound like you know what you're talking about and you get it wrong. So like some examples are like there's a lot of this in like business speak. Like people think it's more like formal or smarter to say like the word myself instead of me. So they'll be like, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Vince or myself and we can answer your question. It just always reminds me of like Austin Powers, where he's like, allow myself to introduce myself. Another one people always do is like when they're talking about time zones, they'll be like, oh yeah, you know. Call me at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, but it's like the middle of the summer. So it's actually, we're in Central Daylight Time at that point. And by like trying to be formal and add like the standard to it, you're actually like getting it wrong. Like these words have meanings. It's Central Daylight Time, but they're trying to sound like more like they know what they're talking about. And then another example is, and maybe this is the root of it, but when people are trying to be formal and they'll call me Jonathan, and I'm like, that's not actually my name. Like my name on my birth certificate is John. So, you're not formalizing anything. You're just, you know, making up a name that's not me at this point. And again, not hating on just simple mistakes, but it's this specific thing where you're trying to make yourself sound smarter or something like that.
Did you always know the specific, like know that they were wrong? Like for me, I'm sure I've said so many things wrong, and then eventually I'm like, oh wait, this is the proper way. These are the proper terms and stuff like that. Or was it always ingrained in you, John? Just this know everything.
Well, I don't know. Like, I guess when I want to say like a formal or precise thing, I'll usually like look it up because I don't want to sound stupid. Because I don't know, it's just like, it's so you can e easily just say like Central Time or whatever, you know, like to like add extra words to it that you know you're not exactly sure why they're there, just always was seemed like a risky move to me. So I'm like, I know Central Time is accurate, so that's what I'm just gonna say. And then like, when looking into it, then I understood oh, it's standard time during the winter, and then daylight time during the summer, like because you know we recently switched our clocks.
Yeah, because I was gonna say I probably have done this because if you find life, you're like, oh wow, life is very short and it can be boring. Why don't we just kind of flower up the conversation and throw in these terms that you vaguely have heard before? So I'm sure I've said that shit that I've heard adults use these words and I'm gonna use it, So I'm sure I've gotten plenty of that stuff wrong. So yeah, it does suck. I don't know. It would have to take someone to politely, hopefully, say like, "Oh, that's actually not correct. It's this over this." But that's kind of tough being that guy sometimes, where you gotta call him out on it? Like, do you call him out on it, or do you just like bite your lip and?
It depends on what it is. If it's, someone I know, I'll be like, oh, actually, like this is what that means. So we're it doesn't apply here. If it, but I don't know. I think I'm coming at it from li living in the corporate world, and there's like these certain corporate people who try to like use this type of language to seem smarter than they are, and it just kind of backfires, I guess. Where for them, I don't know them well enough or respect them enough to tell them the proper way.
Dave, how do you
Yeah.
feel about all this nonsense?
Like I have it a lot at my job working in the medical field. Like I get tons of emails. I try not to read my email because it just annoys me because it's always like I have a new boss who's like he's pretty good, but like my old boss that I had, he would send out an email to everyone in the department and be like, "Hey, we had an incident with this equipment. I want to make sure everybody is using only this equipment and not this equipment." But he misnames what it is. It's not like it's very apparent by the way he's talking about it that he has no idea what it is. He's saying, "Don't use this, use this." And it's just like, we don't use that equipment. That's the equipment like the ER nurses are attaching to the patient's IV. We don't start IVs, the nurses in the ER do. So, like, we're not going to adjust that stuff. That's out of our scope of practice. But, like, our manager thought that somehow, like, we're the ones who are putting that on. And we're like, no, we don't do any of that. And, like, his entire email just. It shows that he has no idea what our process is, what any of these things are doing, and he just comes across as trying to give orders on something he has no idea what he's talking about. So everyone in the department just shakes their head and they're like, I'll just ignore it. He doesn't know what the hell he's saying. And he just comes across as an idiot when it's like you could have easily walked down the hall, asked a few questions. We could have filled you in on like how this works and what happened. And then you could have sent out an informed email where you didn't come across like a total idiot, but you just decided you wanted to write something without actually getting any information first.
I had one where it actually like cost somebody money. Like, it was like just throwing in a phrase to try and sound smart. So in my line of work, things are pretty competitive. So if we go to work for a competitor, they'll actually like just lock us out immediately and be like, okay, well, we're going to make sure you don't steal any company secrets or anything before you leave. So like typically, you can put in your 2 weeks notice and then they like lock you out of the system. So you get like 2 paid weeks of work where you're not actually working because you don't have access to anything. So one of my former coworkers at my previous company I worked for sent his resignation letter and just like, because it sounded smart, he wrote the phrase effective immediately. So
Oh
basically, he was
no.
like, not putting in 2 weeks, he was quitting immediately, and he lost out on 2 weeks of pay because he wanted to like put in that phrase that sounded cool.
Ouch.
What an idiot. Just lost
Yeah.
out on 80 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to think of to who it may concern might be a turn off because it's to whom, right? Is that correct? Yeah. Someone
Yeah,
wrote
like pronouns are a good one because,
that
like, a lot of times, like, saying me is correct, like, because me is a real word that means something. But then, like, people always switch it to I to sound smart, even when, like, me would have been the proper word. And it just kind of backfires, I think.
Isn't the I mean I thought you use it like the king and I, right? It's not, it's, or can it be the king and me?
It depends on. So like if it's the subject, like my friends and I did something, that would be correct. And then if you say this happened to my friends and me, then that would be correct. It depends on if it's like the object of the sentence or the subject of the sentence.
Ah,
Are you the
okay.
one doing the thing, or are you the one having the thing done to you, basically,
Oh my gosh.
is
Yeah,
where you should use I or me, but people just think that me is always wrong or something, even though it's right approximately half the time.
wow, I use a lot of and I don't believe I've corrected people over it and shit like that.
Yeah,
Oh, what a dumbass. Oh man. Anything else? Segue challenge?
the term is actually transition. I don't know. I got nothing.
Me would like to move on.
Effective immediately. All right. Who is it? Okay. Oh, it's I. Okay. So my, is it in, I think it's ambivalent. So group text slash chats, whatever. Sometimes it's formal, like with somewhere you're working at. Sometimes it's friends, pals, like trying to come up with something. So that could be fun either way. You're seeing people's response, you're like, oh, that's a total Debbie thing to say right there, And usually it's important, but then quickly people lose focus, people argue. If you're not there at the beginning of all that group stuff, you have to go back and read all that shit, and it's worse if someone is just like forgets and just does jokes or something like meaningless shit, and they're just responding to that text, and you're like, dude, you guys are way off topic right now, And if you aren't even aware of it, or maybe you're busy, the constant notifications because Jordan just had to send a GIF, you know what I mean? Or a GIF, I don't really remember. But like he just had to send it, and you're just like, ah, another notification. Like it's so annoying. So I think at the beginning they're exciting, I guess they're exciting, but then eventually you resent it. You're like, stop saying stuff. Like the conversation's over, but now just these two people out of, I don't know, eight still continue to talk, and you're like, shut up. Like, I want to leave this. I want to exit this. So yeah, what do you guys have to say about group text slash chats? Did I perfectly capture
There's three dots just I'm typing right
how
now.
it is?
Like I'm in that same group chat with Jordan in it, and it's I think it's for our fantasy football league. I think. I don't know, but like you're a part of it, which is weird because you're not in the fantasy football league anymore.
I think I turned
But
notifications off. Yeah.
I turn it on sometimes because sometimes like James or Eric or Matt will say something that I want to like hear about and it's funny. But then there's also members of the group who just post stupid like a 15-second Snapchat of themselves driving down a highway in Minneapolis like on his way to a plumbing job and he's just got like a stupid thing he wants to say. And I'm just like, what? Why are you posting this? And like, no one will respond to it. No one will even like it. And it's like, okay, no one's responded to these for like 3 years. Like, stop posting these weird posts. Like, if you have something you want to ask everyone, like, hey, blah, 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 like, then it's okay. But the amount of stupid stuff, and it's in exactly like you were saying, where two people will be typing back and forth, having a conversation in the group chat. Where it's like, just go to your own chat between you two. Nobody else needs to see this. I'm on my phone and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna turn on notifications for the group because the Packers are playing right now and I want to hear what people are saying about the Packer game. And then that night, all of a sudden, Jordan is just blowing it up, and then I'm like, oh my God, like turn off for 24 hours. And then I forget about it, and then 5 days later, all of a sudden, I'm just getting all these MSN or Facebook Messenger notifications, and I'm like, it's horrible, and I hate it. And it's like it happens with like family members and just texts, where it's like, hey, we're having a birthday party for so and so, and there's 10 people in it, and all of these, I don't even know who these people are because it
Yeah.
doesn't tell me. It just shows me their phone number, and they're responding, and I'm like, I don't know, like. how can technology not be like, hey, like this is probably their name or something? Like, I don't know. At least make it shareable, your username to group text or something. I don't know. But they're the worst, and I hate it. And yeah, I don't know. I just hate it.
Yeah, I have certain ones I like because they're infrequent enough that when they bubble up, they're usually entertaining. But some of them are like super annoying. And I brought up as a hate, or not a hate, but just an indifference from time, like about like how fast is my internet connection, mainly because of this one group text I have with my coworkers where it's just like once a month, it seems like someone talks about like some stupid new piece of like networking hardware they bought for their home lab. And then everyone has to like spell out like what their equipment is in their home lab. And like, I'm a fucking computer nerd and I don't give a shit. Like, oh, I got this switch. It's a 100 gigabits that can do this much download in this many seconds. Like, oh, well, I got this one and it's not as fast, but it has these protocols and it can blah blah blah. I'm like, who gives a shit? But like every single time like anyone says anything about it, they have to like all like compare and like try to one up each other and like, oh, have you seen this new model, the 1048p 217.5? Like who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's
But
rough.
then it's like, I'm always like, it always comes up when I'm driving or something. So I have my phone in my pocket and it's like, bzz, bzz, bzz. Like on the off chance that one of those buzzes happens to be something important, you kind of wanna it kind of gives you a little anxiety as to like what is this all? But you're in no position to look at what's actually going on.
Yeah, not fun.
The
Dot
only time
dot.
I found them like kind of useful was when I was at Rockfest and everybody just would use that as a like, hey, I'm over here, like I'm at this stage or I'm at this campsite or like come over here. Like you'll say like I'm at the Who's on Top stage, we're on the left side like by the fourth pole. And then you're like, okay, then you know exactly, because there's a sea of like 10,000 people. And that way you can actually find somebody and you can use MSN Messenger, like a group text with everybody who's there. Then it's useful. But I don't know. Most of the time, I find it annoying.
Yeah, for sure. Like on work trips and stuff where you're trying to like keep in track with a bunch of people, it definitely can be useful.
That's the end. Like, wait, do something. Oh, go to a few goldilockbears.com. I was Vincent Cloud.
Follow us, subscribe to us, leave us a rating, leave us a review on your podcast app. I'm John Nemitz.
And I'm David Lauer. Thanks for listening.